Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Hello, people of the planet Earth. Hello. Welcome, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to be with you on this Thanksgiving Eve. Hope you're doing well. By the way, if you have not already done so, you should already begin implementing turkey de-thawing procedures. So you don't want to have a frozen turkey on Thanksgiving. So just a public service announcement from the folks here at the Todd Starnes radio program. We're in a bit of a fun mood today, folks. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's in the coffee this morning, but we're having a good time. And I'm very excited about our final hour of the show. Today, we're doing a full hour of trivia. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to give you folks a chance to win some great prizes and just kick back and relax a little bit. Take a break, a brief break from the front lines of the war to save America. And we're going to be doing that in the final hour of the program. A lot going on. Still trying to get some clarification over this scheduled meeting in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. President Trump was supposed to deliver some sort of address at Gettysburg. Oh, wait a second. Hasn't that been done before? I do believe it has. But there had been some rumblings that the event had been canceled, possibly because of some COVID concerns. So we're going to keep you posted on those developments as well. So look, some good news, and I think we could all use some good news. A majority of Americans, by and large, say that the presidential election was not free or fair, 63%, according to a Morning Consult poll. 63% of Republicans say that the election was not fair. 40% of that crowd says it was definitely not free or fair. You say, well, Todd, what's the good news? Well, apparently, a lot of state lawmakers agree. And we are getting word that a number of states have ordered hearings. Judges in places like Pennsylvania, for example, and also Arizona, ordering hearings. Nevada, last night. We have the story up on our website, toddstarnes.com. So this tells me that there is still a glimmer of hope and the fight goes on. We're also expecting Sidney Powell to file whatever lawsuit she is going to file today, and there is going to be evidence attached to that lawsuit in the state of Georgia. We understand it's supposed to be a blockbuster, but again, we're going to wait until the lawsuit has been filed. If it happens during this show, we're going to do a deep dive into all of that. So a question for you as we start out the radio program. We're opening up the phones. We've done a little bit of shifting around, saving our guest for the second hour of the show and the third hour of the show. But we're opening up this first hour so that you, the great American patriots, will have an opportunity to have your say. Yesterday on this program, we had a young fella. Actually, I don't know if he's a young fella. He's a Marine veteran. His name is Toby, listening to us from Arkansas. And Toby told us that now is the time for Americans to soldier up, to stand firm, to stand strong and tall, and not back down. Because there are many Republicans, and according to that despicable human being journalist, Carl Bernstein, there are 21 Republicans in the U.S. Senate who hate this president and wanted this president to lose on Election Day. As a matter of fact, I suspect a good many Republicans, either privately or within the darkness of their soul, despise this president and have been working against this president since he won in 2016. You say, well, Todd, why is that? Donald Trump has an R after his name in the parentheses. Yes, he does. But you see, Donald Trump did something that goes against the heart of what it means to be a Republican. Donald Trump actually stood up for the American working man and the American working woman. And I know that just seems almost impossible to believe that a billionaire, a very successful businessman who has more money than he knows what to do with, who has gold ornate items and fixtures in his home, would be able to reach out and connect and find a connection with the American working man. And I've often wondered why that is. Why is it that you think this president has made that connection with all the rest of us out here, the folks who shop at Walmart and Target? Why is it that this president has made that connection? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. We're also going to be following today all of these China virus rules and regulations that are coming down the pike. And I got to tell you, there's a lot going on. Joe Biden, who thinks he is the next president of these great United States, sat down with NBC Nightly News, which will become the official mouthpiece of the Biden administration. And Joe Biden said that you have a patriotic responsibility to wear a face mask. You have a patriotic responsibility to socially distance. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had a chance to look through the United States Constitution front and back, and I've got to tell you, nowhere in that document does it say the government has a right to tell me what to put over my face. Nowhere. What Joe Biden wants you to do is to bow down and take a knee to big government, to bow down and take a knee to these unelected health departments across the country. There's a story up on Breitbart News for those of you traveling to New York City, and I have no idea why in the world you would do that. They have now set up checkpoints in New York City, and they're warning people that if you come into the city, that you have to quarantine. And if you do not quarantine, you could be arrested. You could face thousands and thousands of dollars in fines. So here's the story out of Breitbart. Groups of deputies, sheriff's deputies, will be out in full force over Thanksgiving. There will be vehicle checkpoints at key bridges and crossings throughout the city. Now, it seems to me that they ought to be checking who's leaving the city. Because our last estimates, almost, folks, almost 700,000 people have already fled New York City. They've seen what Cuomo and the communist Bill de Blasio have done to their cities. And they've said, you know what? Yeah, we're not sticking around for this. We know how this story's going to turn out. They packed up the U-Haul, put the kids in the station wagon, and they got out of Dodge. Over 50% of businesses in Brooklyn, New York, are not able to pay their full rent for the month of November. More than 50%, ladies and gentlemen. What does that tell you about the state of affairs in New York? In Minnesota, a restaurant owner had to call together his staff and tell them in tears that this would be their last paycheck. They were having to shut down the restaurant because of the China virus rules and regulations. And he told the employees, matter-of-factly, if you want to blame somebody, don't blame me, blame the governor. And it's happening all over America. It's happening here in Memphis, Tennessee, where we broadcast this radio show. Fortunately, the Starnes family, we are patriots, one and all. And we're going to be gathered around a lovely turkey, deep-fried, a honey-baked ham, and a smoked pork butt, compliments of the men's group at the United Methodist Church in Coldwater, Mississippi. By the way, they do great charity work at the Coldwater United Methodist Church, and if you're looking to help out, they do this every year. They smoke pork butts. It's a very wonderful tradition and tasty. But we're also going to have a pile of cash nearby just in case the health department shows up and tries to throw us in jail because we're going to have more than eight people at our Thanksgiving destination. Isn't that tragic that there are literally people, and you think this is hyperbole, folks, but they're talking about calling on citizens to spy on each other. They want you to spy on your neighbors, and they want your neighbors to spy on you. Does this sound like the kind of country you want to live in? Now, I got to tell you something. I don't understand how Joe Biden was able to steal this election in the first place. The numbers of people who should have voted for Donald Trump and did not are shameful. and horrifying, because that tells me, A, people don't either care, or B, they don't mind being stuck inside their homes without a job waiting for a handout from the federal government. That's a problem in my estimation. Well, let's go to the phones before we have to take a break here. Dan, listening to us in the great state of Arkansas. Dan, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Appreciate your program. First time caller. Agree with pretty much everything you have to say. My wife and I are veterans. We're on the same ship in the Navy together back there in the Gulf War. We've got a son at Army Intelligence. And if America lets this go to Biden and Trump is out, that means the deep state will have completely taken over. And there's no turning back at that point. So all this, oh, save this, save that. Let's get this morsel, that morsel. We're done. So that's how I feel. A lot of people feel like that.
Dan, this is a live free or die moment in modern American history, in my estimation. If we don't get this fixed, if we don't get to the bottom of what happened at the ballot box, we're not gonna have a country.
It has to be now. It can't be, we're going to get to it like the Durham report and all this other stuff. It has to be now. If Trump doesn't get to stay in office, it's over. There's no turning back. I hate to sound so negative, but, you know, obviously things don't happen to people. And the deep state will have taken over at that point, and there's no turning back. And they know it.
Dan, I don't think you're being negative here. I think you are being a realist. And we need to understand there's not going to be another Donald Trump for a very long time, if ever. And I'm telling you, this idea that Trump, if he does not get back in office, well, he might run in 2024. Dan, I'm not too certain the Republican Party will allow that to happen.
There's no hope after this point right here. So that, talking about the future of this and that, it doesn't matter. If he doesn't get the office right now and stay in, you know, I'm looking at places by the equator. Maybe I can move somewhere else because America will be done. The land of the free, all that, it's over at that point. The deep state will have won, and they'll put their stamp on it, and that's it. But people don't take this serious. And, you know, they'll have to live through it. It's going to be terrible.
Oh, no doubt about it, Dan, which is why we've been sounding the alarm on this radio program. I see exactly what's coming, and it's not pretty. Dan, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. And great first caller, so give us a holler back one of these days. Folks, we've got to take a quick break here, 844-747-8868. Is this the line in the sand for America? Are you prepared to take a stand and fight for your country? 844-747-8868. Our website, the live show blog, up and running. By the way, Dr. Fauci just announcing that we should sacrifice Thanksgiving. We have the video on our live show blog, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Stearns.
Well, we want to give a great big shout out to all of those law enforcement officers across the country. And there are so many, we cannot even begin to name them in this radio program. They are standing up to their governors and they're telling their governors, we are not going to comply. We are not going to send our officers door to door, hauling people away from the dining room table with a turkey leg in their hands. We're just not going to do that. And it's also happening in New York State. God bless those great patriots living under communist rule in the state of New York, the Empire State. Governor Cuomo is blasting the NYPD. As a matter of fact, the NYPD among the law enforcement groups who refuse to enforce Thanksgiving restrictions. And Governor Cuomo says those people are not real law enforcement officers. Who does this guy think he is? We're talking about men and women on 9/11 when the Muslim terrorist waged jihad on our soil. These people ran into those burning buildings to save lives. And this man, Andrew Cuomo, has the nerve to come out here and accuse them of not being real law enforcement officers. Folks, I'm telling you, you Democrats in New York State, you keep voting garbage like this into your state house, that's on you. Shame on you. All right, let's get to the phones. You know what? Let's go to Vinny in Delaware, listening to us on the live stream. Vinny, great to have you with us. What's on your mind?
What's going on, Todd? How are you, man?
I'm well, thank you.
It's wonderful. Listen to your show a lot. So my thing is to, you know, I wish they would tell me that I had to leave my dining room table with 10 people, because I'll tell you right now, I'll be locked and loaded sitting at my dining room table with my family. You're not going to take my rights away. You're not going to take our rights away and tell us what we got to do. I can tell you right now, I'm a very firm believer in all the amendments and a very firm believer of my rights. I was born in this country and lived in this country. My grandparents came over from the boat from Italy, you know. So to look at the way this country's going, I could just tell you by far, if you voted for Biden, I hate to say this, but you're idiotic, because to get Donald Trump out of office, Donald Trump has nothing to do with the pandemic, has nothing to do with what's going on. The presidency is bigger than one man, okay? And people need to realize that these governors are just trying to lock everything down. You look at Florida, you know, where it's a Republican state, you know, and what's the count of COVID in that state? Not really. The Republican governor is saying, hey, do what you want. If you want to wear your mask, wear your mask. You want a social distance. You look at Philadelphia, you know, the governor of Philadelphia, Wolf. That guy is just beyond belief, a person that I wouldn't even want to live in that state. And Delaware, you know, nothing against Governor Carney or the situation of legislation here, but they're not going to come in and tell me that we can't sit at our dining room table for more than 10 people, because that's BS. I can tell everybody in the country that who's listening, if you're going to do this, or you're a Democrat and you think that this is, and you want to take a free hand-me-out, then I'm going to say it like Trump says it. Just get out of the country and don't even worry about coming back in here, because that's one of the biggest things in this country. We live in free and breathe in America, and that's the way I look at it.
You know, Vinny, it's here we are in a place in American history where, sadly, there are a lot of people out there who believe that we should lock ourselves inside our homes, that we should have Thanksgiving by ourselves, that we should follow every rule and regulation these governors are throwing at us here. And they're just not even raising an argument about it. They're just surrendering their civil liberties. That's what troubles me, Vinny. That's what concerns me.
You're correct. And I know we're short on time. Another thing I want to bring up to you real quick here is just something else I want to bring out to everybody. So think about this logically. They want to shut the states down. Okay, they want to shut everybody down and quarantine everybody, which I can understand maybe needs to be done. I understand that. Maybe it should be done. But when you get a Walmart that sells groceries and sells clothing, and people are buying clothing over groceries,
thank you.
I have a problem with that.
And you, exactly. Vinny, thank you for that. And you're right. We've got a skedaddle for the news. They're going to cut me off here in a second. It's the computer. Gotta love electronics. All right. Hey, look, hang tight. We're going right to your calls. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Thanksgiving Eve. I know a lot of you folks are on the road defying your state governments. Good for you. Great American patriots. By the way, the Trump legal team announcing that legislatures in Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania are going to be holding election-related hearings. This is a very big deal, and this is good news. And you folks in Georgia listening to us and we're on so many radio stations in the great state of Georgia, you need to pay very close attention to what your state legislature is going to do, because that is the firewall. And if your state legislature has to step in and intervene, they need to know that you've got their back. So again, the news, President Trump's legal team announcing that legislatures in Arizona, Michigan, and Pennsylvania will hold election-related hearings regarding fraud. And we also have news coming out of Nevada. Now, this came out late last night, where a judge in Carson City, Nevada, has agreed to allow Nevada Republicans to present voter fraud evidence. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows broke this news late yesterday evening. Politico also reporting the information as well. Now, Matt Schlapp, who is the chairman of American Conservative Union, was on Fox News Channel, and he says this is huge news. And according to Matt Schlapp, a lot of people in the media say if you have evidence of voter fraud, show it. Well, he says they have thousands and thousands of examples in Nevada of real people and real-life instances of voter illegality. Matt Schlapp says, if we get a fair hearing, I believe the results in Nevada should be switched. So again, taking people at their word, they say they have the evidence. The judge says, I want to see the evidence, and let's see what happens. So now we're talking about Arizona. We're talking about Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada. And sometime today, Sidney Powell is expected to file some sort of a lawsuit in the state of Georgia. So we have no idea. The campaign has completely clamped up. They're not saying anything to any of their allies out there at this point. And we don't know what that means, but we're going to take them at their word. All right, let's get back to the phones. 844-747-8868. We have a line open. Thomas in Virginia. Hi, Thomas. What's going on?
Yes, I'm calling. Listen, how can this be? We have Joe Biden, who didn't do anything the whole 40 years, and everything on the wrong side. We have Joe Biden, who they've had the laptop on for since last December of all that he's done. We have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who both lost their primary. We have our president, when he went to the rallies, he drew huge crowds everywhere. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris could not draw any crowds. And we have all these things that have happened that put them in place. It's just communism. The socialist communism to take over our country. I agree with the guy yesterday. It's time for us to go out and fight. I went in the Air Force in Vietnam War when the others said they wouldn't go. I said, I will go. And I will go and fight for this country and die for this country and for our wonderful president. And I'm tired of people calling the media. They are nothing but a communist arm of the Democratic Party, which has been taken. The Democratic Party, you be a party, a legitimate party. You could vote for either one, the difference. But they've been taken over. And we're about to lose our country because of this.
Thomas, you're spot on. And I want to explain why. You know, again, you're right. Joe Biden, the crime syndicate, this is unbelievable that people went out and voted for Joe Biden, considering the amount of dirt that was exposed already, not to mention what his son Hunter's been up to. But there's a reason for that, and our friends over at Media Research Center have just completed a survey, and it just came out yesterday, late yesterday. This is a fascinating survey and study because it explains why people voted for Joe Biden in spite of the fact that this guy is corrupt. And the reason why is nobody knew about it. Most people are not listening to talk radio, Thomas. Most people are not watching Fox News Channel or Newsmax or One America News. They're watching their local news stations. They're watching the networks. And according to Media Research Center, 45% of Biden voters in the battleground states had never heard of the Hunter Biden scandal. That's unbelievable. But Thomas, listen to this. 9.4% said had they heard about it, had they known about this, they would have changed their vote. And to your point, Thomas, that's where they become propagandist for the main. That's where they become propagandist. That's where the mainstream media becomes propaganda for the Democrat Party. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Right. even though those that voted, it was nothing compared to the people that voted for our president. It was a red wave. They said, okay, Joe Biden only has one line to the president, and our president has two. And then they said, Joe Biden doesn't have any line. And they shut it down, and they brought in overnight all these false ballots because in the area was conservative areas in these states. And it is hypocrisy. It is a downright shame against all the veterans that have served and everyone who has died for this country and all this racist shenanigans about going on. Our country is the freest country, and it's the most unracist country. And I am not a white American. I love my country, and I love my president.
Thomas, look, you are a great American patriot, sir, and you're spot on accurate. And sadly, I have to say this, we have a responsibility as American citizens to do our homework. And you need to research the candidates, and clearly people did not do that. And the mainstream media is complicit in this. You want to talk about collusion? This is collusion right here. Thomas, thank you for the call. Appreciate you listening to us. And sir, thank you for your service to this great country. All right, let's go to Portland, Maine. Cody, listening to us on WLOB. Hi, Cody. What's going on?
Todd, how you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
So, real quick, first thing, thank you for letting Ray Richardson drive the ship last week. That was a very nice surprise.
You know, he did a great job. He took the car out for a drive and brought it back and went through, had a full tank of gas, and washed and waxed. So we're real happy with Ray.
Excellent. Well, hopefully you let him do it again. So I'm sure, I don't know, you've probably seen Mr. Rick Savage on Tucker a couple of times this year, owns Sunday River Brewing here in Maine. Our crazy governor, Janet Mills, has had a vendetta out for this guy since May. She's shut him down. She's pulled his licenses. He managed to somehow stay open, has served over 85,000 customers since May. And she's had liquor enforcement, you know, camped out in his parking lot, health enforcement camped out in his parking lot. She opened the courts here in Maine specifically to make this guy shut down, and he refused to. And they finally, they found him in contempt and told him if he didn't close down, he was going to have a $5,000 a day fine. Now, we're a poor state up here, Todd. You know that. And, you know, the workers that work at this restaurant and brew pub, that's their livelihood. And she just does not care. She is on a power trip. She just, she just slapped us with another 30 days of, civil emergency stuff. And I don't know what we could do about her, but, she's targeting, Rick Savage specifically and trying to make an example out of him. And like I say, this is a guy that has served over 85,000 people, myself and my family included. And it's not right. I don't know what we can do about this, but
Cody, there are a couple of things you can do. First of all, you guys are going to have to organize in Maine, and you're going to have to vote this governor out of office. Get the recall petitions going. You got to boycott at the state. You got to go to the state capitol. You got to have protest, and you've got to be loud and in their face about this. This is nothing short of tyranny, what's happening in Maine right now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll tell you, Todd, and I'm friends with a lot of people, high ranking in the GOP, and we go to Augusta, we honk horns, we wave flags, and Janet Mills and Dr. Death Shaw sit in the Blaine House and they laugh at us. We've got no power up here. We're doing those things. She doesn't care. And, Governor LePage, God willing, in 2 years, we're going to get him back in the Blaine House and get this ship turned back around.
Yeah.
Hopefully, because
Well, Cody, and again, this is the problem. You know, elections do have consequences. And I feel bad for the Savage Brothers. They've got a terrific place there, the Sunday River Brewing Company. And they're just trying to live their version of the American dream. Small business owners trying to make a living, and the government comes in and shuts them down over the China virus rules and regulations. Cody, this is happening all over America. All over America.
I know.
And people are just willing to go quietly into the good night. And I just say, no, you can't do that. You got to take a stand. You know what, Cody? They show up at the front door of my business, which is we own a radio station, a news talk station in Memphis, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. We're telling them, where's the warrant? You're not stepping foot on our property until you show us a warrant.
Yeah, as long as we got the Fourth Amendment, I'm with you. And I'll have as many people in my house as I damn well please. And Janet Mills isn't going to tell me otherwise.
And that's the American way, sir. That is the American way. Absolutely. Cody, God bless you. And we thank all of our great listeners across the state of Maine. Great patriots up there. You guys, fight the good fight and keep listening to Ray Richardson, our good friend there at WLOB, the Big Lobster. Oh, geez, Alou, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, more of your calls, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Wow, this is it's really a sad story up in South Paris, Maine, where a judge found a restaurant, the Sunday River Brewing Company, found them in contempt of court because they refused to close down under the orders of the governor. And they're facing a $5,000 daily fine. I mean, that's just ludicrous. It's absurd. But this is the kind of tyranny that we have to stand up and fight against. I mean, we're looking at revolutionary times here, folks. And I'm telling you, when you see the kind of stuff coming down the pike from these radicals that Joe Biden is filling his cabinet with and his administration with, you better buckle up. So we better hope and pray that the Trump attorneys have the evidence to put a stop to this nonsense. Got to. All right, let's go to Jake in New Jersey. Jake, welcome to the program. Thanks for listening to us on the live stream.
Hi, Todd. How are you? Great to be on your show, and thanks for doing the show. I don't know if you know, if they told you, I was born in former Soviet Union, and my family came here in 1979. And what I see right now scares me. Truly, truly, honestly scares me. I used to have nightmares that I ended up back in Russia. And I'm starting to have those nightmares again.
Jake, I'm curious, what sort of things scare you? What are you seeing happening in our country that scares you?
Well, just basic, simple things. When they tell you what you're allowed to think, what you're allowed to say, what you're allowed to do, I can't support a president of the United States openly at workplace or anywhere else because you get shamed. You get literally reprimanded. We're supporting the president of the United States. Those things scare me. I mean, we're allowed to be free to say at least and do what we think we're allowed to do. And this is the nation we came to for those things, for freedom, for opportunity, for, you know, for all those great things that we want to give our children. And now we're not even allowed to do that. And we can't even think differently than what the agenda is. This is scary.
Jake, you were there, you live this. When you see where we are right now, what are some more warning signs? What are things we need to be paying close attention to moving forward?
I say we need to turn the tide. We need to stop this rhetoric of shaming people into thinking differently. We need to be able to speak our mind. We need to be able to speak freely. We need to be able to do what we want. Like if you want to open a restaurant, because otherwise we're going through ideological subversion of people literally getting into the line of brainwashing the masses. And then at the end of the day, we're going to be looking at people being afraid to even say anything, never mind doing anything. So I say we stop it right now. We just, restaurant owners and everybody else, I heard somebody say, if you have commerce in your area and you all open up, they can shut you all down. So we, how should I say lightly? It's a revolution. It's a revolution right now.
Jake, I'm with you on this, and you're right. If everybody reopens, they can't go after everybody. So that's why we've got to stand firm. We've got to stand together. Many of you have towns that have chamber. You have a chamber of commerce. You have a business association. Get yourself together. Organize. And you got to fight back, folks. And Jake, thank you for the call. I want you to give us a holler back one of these days because you lived it. And folks, I'm telling you, when people like Jake, who was born and raised in the Soviet Union, lived in Ukraine, comes to America back in the 1970s, he's seen it. And I've heard this from many other people. Dinesh D'Souza's wife, she was raised in Venezuela. These people have seen the rise of socialism and communism in their home countries. And they see what's happening there, happening here, and we all ought to be very alarmed. But the key here, and we're hearing this over and over again, is that we have to take a stand. And that may be different for you folks in Maine. I don't know what taking a stand means for you people in Maine. It may be different than what we do here in Tennessee. It may be different than what people do in Nevada. But we've got to do it. And we've got to make sure that we hold our elected leaders accountable. Folks, I was preaching about this in my last book, Culture Jihad, that we have to pay very close attention to what's happening on those in those state and local races. We can't be focused just on Washington, D.C. We've got to pay very close attention to who's making those local decisions. Who's appointing these people to your local health departments? Who gave them all of those powers? Those people have more powers than the President of the United States does. It's absolutely insane. So look, we got to take a break here for the top of the hour news. We would love to hear from you. We've got full lines right now, but we want to especially hear from our great listeners across the Nevada Talk Network. So you folks weigh in on the conversation as well. 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Our good friend KT McFarland from Newsmax coming up after the top of the hour. By the way, check out our live show blog, toddstarns.com. We'll be right back.